Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has ambitious plans to boost education funding. But to put those plans into practice, he'll need support from a skeptical Republican legislature. As WHYY's Kevin McCrory reports, Wolf has already reached out to one Republican from the Philly suburbs who just may be the most important connector in the state capitol.
In his no-frills office, just beyond view of the Philly skyline, Delaware County State Rep. Bill Adolph holds forth on political sausage-making.
It's no different than any other business, you know. I mean, you try to build those relationships based upon trust. If you're not going to listen to anybody, you know, they're not going to listen to you.
With a new legislative session underway, Adolph is the only legislative leader in the majority party from the Philadelphia region. As chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, a very powerful post during budget season, Adolph has a reputation on both sides of the aisle for being fair and pragmatic, a moderate who often acts as a conduit between rural Tea Party conservatives and urban liberals. To newcomers to the Capitol, he repeats one mantra.
Keep an open mind and get the facts, no matter what the issue is.
Born and raised in Southwest Philadelphia, Adolph, an accountant by trade, switches easily between the parlance of the executive suite and the down-on-the-corner gruff of street stickball. In his office, framed photos show him aging as he poses with the generations he coached in 8th grade CYO football.
That's how I get back at my Democrats from Northeast Philly. I beat their teams in football.
He finds many similarities between running a football team and rounding up votes in the legislature.
You got to convince them that you know what you're talking about. Once they buy into that, they listen and they follow you.
Do you always know what you're talking about?
Sometimes.
When it comes to education funding, his conversations with House Republicans often begin the same way.
They'll say, "You're kidding me. We're sending, billions of dollars to Philadelphia." But when you break it down per student, it's less than the city of Pittsburgh, okay? It's less than Springfield School District.
Adolph says lawmakers from the state's pastoral swaths often need to be reminded of just how valuable the Southeast's economic engine can be.
Just from sales taxes and Pennsylvania income tax, those five counties, okay, including Philadelphia, produce about 35% of the total revenue. So people start to get it that way.
Adolph's visibility in Harrisburg has risen as another Delaware County moderate Republican has fallen from power. Dominic Pileggi was supplanted as Senate Majority Leader in November by Center County's Jake Corman. It didn't take long for Tom Wolf to reach out to Adolph.
Right after the election, I got a phone call from him. Looking forward to working with you, Bill. And I said, I'm looking forward to working with you. And, my door's always open.
The recent debate over the state's authorization of Philadelphia's new $2 per pack cigarette tax for city schools was a good example of how Adolph wields quiet clout. Last summer, Philadelphia School Superintendent William Height threatened to shorten the school year, saying schools would become mere empty shells if they tried to operate a full year with the available money. Adolph pushed the more conservative leaders of the House to make the cigarette tax a priority.
The closing of the Philadelphia school districts, whether it was for 30 days or 2 weeks, whatever it would have been, because of a shortfall of money, it was worth sticking my neck out and speaking up for those kids.
Adolph then led the quest to find the 102 yay votes needed to move the bill out of the House.
Helped a lot, there's no question about that, with my relationships with legislators throughout the Commonwealth. But they didn't do it because I asked them to do it. They did it because I explained the situation to them, what the alternatives were. You're talking about 200,000 students.
Some advocates would like to rescue school funding from these kind of annual crises, calling for an increase in state aid that's driven out through a predictable student-weighted formula. Candidate Tom Wolf said he'd try to get that done. As he seeks to turn that campaign promise into reality, Republican leaders will challenge him also to do something about their priorities, like privatizing the state liquor stores and reining in pension costs. If any combination of these measures has a shot at passage, there's little doubt that Adolph will be decidedly at the center of the mix. He invites Wolf to meet him there.
He'll find out that I'm a guy that you can work with, okay, if you show me the willingness to compromise and understand the big situation.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.